USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of widespread suffering and a potential stock market crash if the U.S. defaults on its debts.
The Treasury will likely no longer be able to satisfy all of the government's obligations if Congress has not acted to address the debt limit by early June.
Yellen has told lawmakers the U.S. could run out of cash to cover its obligations as soon as June 1st. At the White House this afternoon, President Biden and congressional leaders sat down to discuss raising the debt limit. Leaders on both sides of the aisle remain optimistic an agreement can be reached. The man behind ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence chatbot, testified before a congressional hearing today. Sam Altman said there's going to need to be some level of government oversight as AI technology advances.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Altman believes AI can find solutions to some of humanity's biggest challenges, but he said sound guardrails need to be put in place first. For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reported today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month, but the gain was less than expected because gas prices had dropped slightly. A move to remove Representative George Santos from Congress is underway. California Democrat Robert Garcia introduced a resolution on the House floor today to expel Santos.
Resolved that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2, of the Constitution of the United States, Representative George Santos be, and he hereby is, expelled from the House of Representatives.
Even though Santos has faced increasing pressure to resign, the move is expected to fail. Last week, Santos pleaded not guilty to 13 federal charges. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank apologized for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused. Greg Becker told the Senate Banking Committee that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. Committee Chair Sherrod Brown blamed the bank for ignoring government warnings. There's been a recall issued on 2014 through 2016 Jeep Cherokee vehicles. Automaker Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, says the power liftgate on the vehicles could catch fire even if the vehicle is off. Water can get into the control computer, causing an electrical short. Who knew that Taco Tuesday is a corporate thing? Well, the new lawsuit hopes to end it.
Taco John's, which has about 400 outlets in 23 states, mostly the Rockies and Midwest, has owned the trademark Taco Tuesday for more than 30 years. Now Taco Bell is suing to cancel it. Taco Bell says all of us should be free to enjoy Taco Tuesday without fear of a cease and desist order, as has been the case against other restaurants and media outlets over the years. Taco John's CEO thanks Taco Bell for reminding everybody that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's. I'm Richard Johnson.
And the NBA's Western Conference Finals begin tonight. The Nuggets are hosting the L.A. Lakers for Game 1 in Denver. The two teams also met in the 2020 Western Conference Finals, with L.A. winning that series 4-1. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.